RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Blitz look, four-man rush. Prescott, a deep drop. Flag is down. Deep ball to the middle of the field. Caught Turpin. Running away. Turpin. There's a flag down. Turpin in the end zone. Please be against the defense. Touchdown, Turpin.
It was against the defense, Brad. 86-yard touchdown. Dak to Kevontae Turpin, third longest touchdown pass of Dak Prescott's career. As the Cowboys are able to hold on, they put up 24 points in the first half. Offense was humming. And then what a rally for Washington as the Cowboys put up 6 points in the second half and are able to hold on and win 30-23. Tremendous job by Malik Davis and Hunter Lipke, with Javonte Williams going down. Malik Davis going for over 100 yards, 20 carries for a buck three, averaging over 5 yards a carry, and a big time third down catch there by George Pickens, who finished with 4 for 78, as the Cowboys running 87 offensive plays.
How about that, man?
28 total first downs. They go 8 for 20 on third, but 6 for 6 on fourth down in this football game. 30-23, they snapped the three-game losing skid. They're now 7-8-1 on the year, 4-1 in the division, as they get a Christmas Day victory. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. 877-881-1053 here on the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And, I mean, Brian, offensively, he was amazing in the first half.
Yeah.
and then certainly some struggles there in the second. But they were able to come away with the victory. So a win is a win.
Yeah, it was a win's a win, and the goal was to go to Washington and find a way to get a win. A short week and all. You're right about the offense. Really impressed with the way the Cowboys did run the football.
Yeah.
You know, even with Williams early in the game, they had some really good, when you look at the blocking up front, the combinations of the blocks, second level blocks. I mean, everything about it was super positive in that regard. Davis running the football basically in the second half or since he took over. I was impressed with that. Kind of felt like it was a game that a little bit indifferent for Dak in a way, first half, second half. Maybe held the ball a little bit longer than we normally see Dak.
Yeah.
Maybe had some problems. And this is maybe some of the things you see happen when you move Tyler Smith from guard to tackle. Inside pressure, Newton, 3 sacks today. You know, and we could talk about, and how many times have we seen like Cooper Beebe get help.
Right.
Or somebody get help. You know, the tackles are the ones that kind of get or by themselves more. But today was far more inside pressure. And that's the thing that's kind of a little bit concerning for me is this is the things that potentially could happen. When you move an all-pro guard to tackle, does it weaken you in the middle? And that's where we saw Newton and the Commanders attack Dak in the middle of the pocket. Kind of felt like there was a couple of times I was like, here's a secondary that plays off coverage. We saw it all day today. Boy, I just felt like that Dak was not as sharp, like ball out kind of today. But yeah, you'll take a win and they did what they had to do, you know, with that drive. They took the ball, they killed a lot of the clock, got in position, got points. Those are the things you have to do when you're trying to win a football game, and they were able to do that.
Yeah, and the positive, 2 for 2 in the red zone. We've talked a lot about, hey, the red zone success. The numbers are great for Dak. I mean, he had over 300 yards again, a couple of touchdowns, didn't throw an interception.
Yeah.
But certainly I think, when he goes back and watches the tape.
The sacks were like.
Six sacks, which is the most he's had all year.
Yeah, I just kind of, and listen, the Commanders coming into this game, not a big sack team.
Yeah.
So you wonder, is it something when we watch the tape, is it something Commanders did coverage-wise? I can't believe that. I just didn't think, the numbers say Dak had, the 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The big play, but 87 of that 300 was to Turpin on that big play.
Sure, that's true.
It just seemed like today that he wasn't as sharp with the quickness of his reads. It's usually Dak is usually very decisive with the ball. Just kind of felt like today, some of those sacks, we're going to look back and like, oh, wait, he had Pickens open here. Oh, he had Lamb open. Oh, he could have thrown it to Span Ford here. You know, I mean,
and a couple of underthrows. Yeah, he underthrew the one to CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. He definitely didn't seem like he was quite on like we've seen him in previous games.
He wasn't as sharp as we've seen, but the running game was there to kind of bail him out, and then Shoddy's aggressiveness on fourth down. Give him credit on the fourth down throws stuff like that. Those are absolutely things
especially
that
last one.
Yeah.
He rolls out. I mean, I think that was actually a 3rd and 1.
Yeah.
He rolls out and is able to hit George Pickens, and that essentially ices it.
Yeah, the way he works the middle of the field, the way he kind of presents himself to get open, it was good to see.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Able to do that.
And Tolbert, I mean, yeah, there was the one play along the sideline. He wasn't able to get his feet down to convert on a third down. But, you know, credit Jalen Tolbert, 4 for 31 on 8 targets. You didn't have Ryan Flannoy go today. So Jalen Tolbert, who's had to sit for multiple weeks, steps up like a pro and made some big catches today when the Cowboys needed them. So certainly a helmet sticker there. We mentioned Davis and Lipke. Lipke's one of these guys, man. I mean, he was playing well in the first half against Minnesota, and then he has the concussion.
Yeah.
I've wondered all year after giving him an extension in September why he's not more involved in the offense.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, that last run, they didn't give him the first down, but man, he had the right idea. It was take the ball and dive forward. Try and get as close as you can to that stick. You know, see if you can, you know, bounce through, maybe get the first down there. But some really good tough running from him and Davis. And I include Williams in there. Kind of felt like there were a couple of times too that maybe Dak could have used his legs a little bit better there. But overall, though, you got to give them credit for the victory. That's the ultimate goal, is to go out there. That's what they wanted to do, much to everybody out there who believes in draft like you and I do. But, you know, hey, it makes our job a lot easier when they're winning games. I think the fan base is always happy, especially in that part of the country, because there are a lot of fans that do live there. You could see that in the stadium today. A lot of Cowboy fans showed up for that one.
877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text, on the official Pepsi post-game show, Pepsi made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use what the pros use, Jack Black is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. Certainly, I get it with the defense. I mean, the tackling was poor. You allow a ton of big plays, 72-yard run for Crosky Merritt, a 29-yard run for Deebo Samuel, 41-yard catch for Deebo. McLaurin had a catch for 16. The defense at times, they stepped up, made some plays against the run. I thought Clowney had a pretty strong game today. He ended up with a sack and a half. And then Reddy Stewart got credited with the other half. So I thought Reddy Stewart played a really good game.
Yeah, I did too.
Those were probably two of your better players, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Savone Revel going down, and it was another rough one, unfortunately, for the rookie. We'll go back and watch it. But, you know, certainly the secondary, you're looking at it and saying, man, not only is the safety group, in my opinion, needs to be totally overhauled. Millie Cooker might be the only one.
Yeah, but here you're in a situation, too, where your pass rush is absolutely zero.
Yes.
It's absolutely zero. And if you don't, you know, look at the teams like a Green Bay. You know how Dak lights up Green Bay earlier in the year. But look at the teams that do have pass rush, and how if you do block the pass rush or navigate the pass rush, then you have the ability to make plays in the secondary. You know, that's Dallas. Dallas is in a really, really bad spot because he's going to rush four. They're not going to get anybody home. And now you put guys like Diggs and the safeties and Revel, and you put these guys all in harm's way because there's no pass rush. And then and let's give the Commanders some credit. You know, playing with Deebo Samuel, you know, playing with Terry McLaurin. Usually you think those guys are going to kill you. Fortunately today that, you know, Josh Johnson wasn't the guy doing the killing. But they've had some days where pass rush not getting home has led to some big, big, big games from quarterbacks.
And, hey, the defense has been the topic of conversation the entire year. We know the defense is bad. Yeah. We know the coordinator hasn't been a good fit. And that's where the majority of the focus needs to go. I get that. But we did get a text from the 225. They think it was Dak's worst game since Chicago. The trend with this offense is bad. It's designed better than McCarthy's, but McCarthy is a better play caller than Shoddy. I don't know that I agree with that part of it, but I do think it
is. I think there's no way in hell that Shoddy or that guy goes for it. Mike goes for it all those four downs.
No, I take Shoddy over Mike when it comes to play calling all day. But you now, I believe, are going for your 15 straight drives without a touchdown in the second half, dating back to the Lions game.
Yeah,
and you ran 87 offensive plays and only scored 6 points in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the defense is bad. The defense is bad. They still put up 30 points, and they won. But I kind of thought with the way they were looking in the first half, like, should you not have really been able to take advantage of that Commanders defense? How are they not exhausted?
Yeah, especially with all the problems they were having with health and stuff with coming into the game and having to use some backup guys. And it's kind of odd to run 87 plays and feel like you only scored 30 points there with the situation. But I would take Shoddy as a play caller too over McCarthy if you wanted to be honest there. I think sometimes it's just kind of unfortunate that there's things that Shoddy might be able to hang his hat on and doesn't stay with or kind of bounces around a little bit, and maybe that's maybe being a little bit of like, okay, you know, I'll tell you this though, the plays they've been running where they got sacked on one of those where they boot the guard.
Yeah.
And you know, when I mean boot the guard,
go kick out kind of to the tackle spot to pick up an extra
exactly.
rusher.
Exactly. So it leaves BB one on one. Well, it ends up being a sack. And that's a play that they've crushed opponents on this year. Boot the guard, get a protector out there, and then kind of protect and then throw the ball all the way across the field. It just that, you know, it didn't work today. But those are the kinds of things that we've seen from this offense. I do like the creativity with the running game the way it is. I do appreciate how they're trying to get Pickens and Lamb involved and that they can even go to a Tolbert. The offense, when it looks bad, it's usually because of a penalty or a negative play. I just didn't feel like today there were many negative plays other than what you had to deal with the sacks. But there were times where they were kind of overcoming those things. I think you and I were kind of laughing about Shoddy, and it's like it's always going to be a second down run. Second long. There's always going to be
They popped a lot of them today.
They hit them on a draw today. So, you know, tip of the cap. Maybe it has a little bit to do with your opponent today. But when you run 87 plays, you're kind of feeling like you should have dominated the other team. And this didn't feel like a domination at all. But, hey, more importantly, though, the bottom line is, you know, this isn't the BCS. This is not about style points and all that stuff. It's about going out and winning a football game. But I understand your concerns about what the offense did today. We all understand what the defense is.
Yeah, it's not to say, oh, my gosh, the issue is not the defense. It's without question the bigger problem. You still put up 30 points today.
Yeah.
You should win most games being able to put up 30 points. But you have seen now, for whatever reason, or aggression with the offense being able to score touchdowns in the second half now of three straight games.
Yeah.
And that is something, as we kind of look towards the end of the season, I think you've got to point out. I think we've got to have that conversation.
No question. No question you're right about that. I mean, that to me, you know, you want to be able to you feel like that some of these games, and not today, but other games that you've lost, the offense's inability to get something done in the second half has been a big factor in that.
And the 817 might make a good point here. It's easy to be aggressive when there's nothing to lose, and Shoddy lost some of that aggression in the Lions game, and it cost them three games in a row.
Yeah.
And he might have settled for some more field goals where he should have kept his foot on the gas, and you saw him today go 6-for-6 on fourth down and extended some drives. That could very well be a good point.
You know what? I consider going for it on fourth down every time, too, if I know I could throw the ball to Pickens, or I could throw it to Lamb, or
true,
I can hand it to Potentially to Hunter Lipke and see if, or Dak sneak the thing. I mean, you were in some you were in some really some good situations where you should have gone for it, and he absolutely did. I mean, Dan Quinn got roasted last week against Philadelphia for punting a couple of different times on fourth down, you know, when you should be, you know, going for it and trying to keep the offense going.
All right, we'll catch up with Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider, the voice of your Cowboys, Brad Sham, plus your calls and texts, 877-881-1053. Merry Christmas, everybody. Cowboys get a 30-23 win over the Commanders. They snap the three-game losing streak. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.